This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. Man, this is one of those nights where there's so much to talk about. It's frustrating because I know we're not going to get to most of it, but headline right from the front page at freetalklive.com. And thanks to our listeners for going there and submitting content, because that's what we do on the front page of the site. It's a Reddit-based site. You can submit whatever you want. We look at it. We talk about it possibly on the air. Headline, the 21st edition of Fraser Institute's annual Economic Freedom of the World has been published. And guess where the United States ended up?
Sliding down?
It is going down the list. This time falling a couple spots from 11th place to... Oh, wait, no, excuse me. It actually went up. It went up from 13th place to 11th place.
Good.
So there you go. It's finally turning around.
Based on what?
Well, it's basically, what they do is they get their...
This is 2015, so it's a couple years old as far as the data is concerned.
Yeah, they just take the criteria that they have. They sort of rate states. They do it pretty unbiasedly from what I've been able to tell. And the U.S. isn't in the top 10 world freedom chart anywhere.
Nope.
Hong Kong's quite high in gun violence, but not very good on freedom.
Hong Kong, Singapore, New Zealand, Switzerland, Ireland, those are your top five.
Yep.
All right, so we can tell you more about that coming up here. But we actually never, in the first hour of the show, by the way, Ian, Will, and Mark in the studio here as we launch into the second hour. In the first hour, Mark, you had just barely started an opinion piece from The Intercept. Now, yep. The Intercept is known for Glenn Greenwald, who is one of the most renowned journalists in the world today, because he helped break the Edward Snowden story, and he went off from, I think, working at The Guardian to this new site, The Intercept, that started within the last couple of years. And they're sort of known for in-depth reporting, where they're breaking news that nobody else is breaking. But this sounds like an opinion piece. It's about white privilege in regards to the shooter in
Vegas. Somehow the shooter, this has to do with white privilege, and I'm just amazed by this. I'm just going to jump in because basically the first few paragraphs were explaining what happened in Las Vegas. If you don't know, try listening to the news.
People shot to death, lots of them.
Yeah. Paddock, like the majority of mass shooters in this country, was a white American. I don't know if he identified that way or not, but we'll just go ahead and presume that's the case. And that simple fact changes absolutely everything about the way this horrible moment gets discussed in the media and the national discourse. Whiteness somehow protects men from being labeled terrorists. The privilege here is that the ultimate conclusion about shootings committed by people from commonly non-white groups often leads to determinations about the corrosive or destructive nature of the group itself. When the individual claiming to be Muslim commits a horrible act, many on the right will tell us Islam is the problem. Will, you have a pretty interesting opportunity to make a comment here at some point because you are both white and Muslim.
I think he's full of crap.
Yeah, I think he's full of crap myself. We'll go on. For centuries, when an act of violence has been committed by an African-American, racist tropes follow, and eventually the criminalization and dehumanization of an entire ethnic group. Now, I don't know of any situation where, since the Washington, D.C. snipers, where black people did something like this. Something, sort of mass shooting-wise, right?
Mm-hmm. What about San Bernardino? Wasn't that guy black?
No,
but he was Muslim, that changes.
Was he black? I thought he was just Arab.
I think he was Egyptian or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the Washington, D.C. shooter was Islam, Muslim, too.
How about the cop shoot? How about
one of them was, one of them was.
Chris Dorner?
Yeah, Dorner, the cop that
shot
people.
He's not a mass killer. He was just a guy that was on the run.
He killed a lot of cops.
Yeah.
He did kill some people.
Okay.
Pour it out for heroes.
I never heard anything about him that said anything about You know, black people are bad. Never heard one thing about them. So,
all right. God, I hope Sean King is listening to this. And if Sean isn't, maybe Linda Sarsour or any of you other gigantic well-known...
You know who this guy is.
Yeah, I know who he is. He's like America's top race baiter right now.
Okay.
Here's the way it works, guys. He's half right. You see, if a libertarian or a conservative had committed this crime... Then MSNBC, Headline News, CNN, ABC, NBC, basically every channel but Fox would be screaming terrorism right
now.
We
don't know yet.
So basically what he's saying is half true, but he's leaving one word out because of the fact that that word is his main audience, and it's white liberal privilege, because he's a white liberal, we can't call him a terrorist.
Hold on. Is he a liberal? Because I've heard...
I don't know.
You're the one who told me that he was a Bernie guy, but I haven't seen that corroborated.
Every story I've seen has said that he's a supporter of the left. His bright pink pro-NASA t-shirt pictures and stuff like that kind of give that impression.
He used to work for the IRS. That much has come out.
Yeah, so you can't call a white liberal a terrorist. But if he was a conservative, had he been a conservative or a libertarian... Sean King himself would be calling him a terrorist, and so would every left-wing media outlet on the face of the earth. The only media outlet that would not be calling him a terrorist would be Breitbart, Fox News, and the Drudge Report. The rest of them would be calling him a terrorist. So, white conservative commits an act of violence, terrorist. Muslim commits an act of violence, terrorist. White liberal commits an act of violence, mental disorder. Because how many of these people, you got the one guy who shot who was a liberal who shot up the Kathy, what's her face, the politician.
Yeah,
then you had the other liberal who shot up a movie theater. None of that's terrorism, and we don't call it terrorism, and they're all liberals.
But we shouldn't call it terrorism because those people are unhinged. Mm-hmm. The problem with this guy is I don't know what his ideology was, and I don't know what motivating factor it was.
Well, according to InfoWars, Paddock's family insists that he had no strong political or religious inclinations.
Well, at this point, but they didn't know what anything about him or why he was going, insane or whatever. So.
Well, we did just so one of the things we haven't mentioned on the air yet, as far as why he went insane, Will, you just saw a headline about how he has been revealed to have been prescribed some sort of anti-anxiety medication.
Yes,
is that right?
He was, according to the New York Post, he was prescribed diazepam, which in layman's terms, that's Valium. So, I mean, that doesn't really make sense to me. If he was on Paxil or Prozac or one of these other totally mind and brain chemistry altering substances, that would make sense. But it's just like, it's Valium. Valium's like housewife medicine. It's what stressed out housewives take.
So I would contend that the premise with this guy's stuff is completely flawed. I have some sympathy for your point of view on this, Will, but if somebody kills for an ideology, that person's a terrorist. Timothy McVeigh, who killed because he believed the government was too big or whatever, he's basically, you know, some kind of ultra-right guy, he was a terrorist. And... I think that also another factor, perhaps, with terrorism is that you probably should have another person sort of along for the ride, but maybe I'm wrong. Like, you're not a lone wolf as a terrorist, but maybe.
According to this story here that the ReviewJournal.com has out in Las Vegas about the diazepam prescription, it describes it as a sedative hypnotic drug in the class of drugs known as benzodiazepines, which studies have shown can trigger aggressive behavior. Chronic use or abuse of sedatives such as diazepam can also trigger psychotic experiences, according to drugabuse.com. According to Dr. Mel Pohl, the chief medical officer of the Vegas Recovery Center, quote, if somebody has an underlying aggression problem and you sedate them with that drug, they can become aggressive, he said. It can disinhibit an underlying emotional state. It's much like what happens when you give alcohol to some people. They become aggressive instead of going to sleep.
You said it's a benzo...
Benzodiazepam.
That... makes sense to me as far as that's concerned.
Benzodiazepine.
I've actually taken cyclobenzaprine, which is from
related.
The same... I can't take it because it causes me to become violent.
Really?
Like I took it once, And I never took it again because I became like the Incredible Hulk throwing cinder blocks across the road and turned into like an insane monster and was like, Doc, I never want to take these again.
We'll talk more about it coming up here. You can share your thoughts as well. Plus, we can get more of this opinion from this guy at The Intercept. You can bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's free.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. 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 The 3 most important things you can do for LRN.FM are, 1, let your friends know you're listening to LRN.FM on your social networking profile. 2, buy the things you buy online through shop.LRN.FM. 3, give $5 a month to the AMP program at amp.LRN.FM. You like your friends, and you like LRN.FM or you wouldn't be listening. So like your friends enough to share something you like with them. Please share that you're listening to LRN.FM on your favorite social networking site.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you can dial on in toll-free, bring up whatever you want. Our number, 855-453 Life Freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Will,
And Mark.
Now you can mine Bitcoin over at pool.bitcoin.com. You've thought about Bitcoin mining. Maybe you've looked into it, and it's just too confusing. There's too much you need to know, too technical. You're not to that level? Well, that's okay. Now you can let the pros handle all of the hard stuff, like the equipment upgrades that are ongoing, the maintenance that, you know, never ends. You got computers running 24 hours a day. Something's going to break. Eventually, you don't want to have to deal with those hassles. So Mark and I have both gone to pool.bitcoin.com and gotten signed up there. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website's super easy to use. You use their calculator, which is built in there, that will help you understand what you could possibly make based on what you're willing to invest. So go and get started over at pool.bitcoin.com. Again, that's pool.bitcoin.com. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We were talking about the news that the Vegas shooter has been found to have been on a prescription medication. According to the Las Vegas Review-Journal, it's diazepam, which they say is part of the benzodiazepine drug family. It can trigger aggressive behavior. Chronic use of sedatives such as diazepam can trigger psychotic experiences. Dr. Mel Pohl says if someone has an underlying aggression problem and you sedate them with that drug, they can become aggressive. Let's go to Barry in Virginia Beach, listening to us on via iHeartRadio. Barry, how are you tuned into us on iHeartRadio?
I'm sorry?
You're listening via iHeartRadio. Just curious to know what station you're listening to there.
Oh, your station.
Oh, all right. I didn't know we had live streaming available there.
LRN, I think.
Okay, great.
I'm on.
Cool. Yeah. I had no idea LRN was being carried on iHeartRadio, so I appreciate it.
Thanks to Clear Channel.
Oh, man,
anyway,
this is great. This is great.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I took that medication for about 7 or 8 months. If I'm not mistaken, it's one of those that require a couple of weeks before it actually gets into your system correctly to start to change your brain. I got off all those medications, but that particular one, to me, can take a normal, nice, happy-go-lucky person who's just depressed and turn them into, you know, a monster. It happened to me, and like I say, I don't take anything because...
What happened to you? I mean, I understand that, you just took the medication, but did you, what were they... Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I didn't end up hurting myself or anyone.
Good.
But, it made me real violent. I tore my apartment up because I couldn't find my keys. But I smashed the sink, broke the toilet. I got kicked out for that.
And you know
that... the keys in the toilet?
No.
Okay. This is uncalled for then.
Actually outside on my porch.
And you feel like this is, this was not your typical mode of behavior, that you could tell that you were behaving differently on diazepam?
Oh, yes, sir. Most definitely. I had never experienced anything quite so, where you just want to break and tear things up.
Wow. And this was prescribed to you for what reason originally?
Depression.
I just don't understand, depression. I mean, why people would go
Mine's
through this.
It's a really complex organ, Ian.
Yeah.
It works differently for different people. And
how long did it take you to figure out you don't want to be on this stuff?
No, like I say, I was on it for about 7 months.
Okay.
And I guess after the third or fourth month, I felt destructive at work. I felt destructive pretty much everywhere. I wonder what the supermarket would do if I just smash this whole rack up.
My
God. Just asking yourself questions. Yeah.
Yeah, then
that is scary stuff. Now, what did it take to get off of it? Was it something that you had to wean yourself off of, or were you able to quit it cold turkey?
Well, the doctors, I was told it's also dangerous to just straight up cold turkey quit.
Yeah, that's what I've heard about these things.
So they weaned me off of that stuff with Librium, which is more of a, that you could feel right away.
Hmm.
Like a Valium or, you know, one of those type pills. But
are you feeling better now that you're off the diazepam?
Yeah, you know, I'm struggling with the homelessness stuff out here. You know, I took a big, I only get for disability a quarter of what I was earning.
Yeah, that's got to be tough.
Working.
Well, at least you're not hurting anybody or feeling like it. Hey, Barry, thanks for sharing your story with us tonight.
Hey,
I appreciate
it.
Yeah.
Hey, I appreciate you guys, man.
Thanks,
I love
brother.
Listening. And I'm not a part of the Shire, but I keep up with it.
That's all right. You can be part of the Shire in your mind. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Thanks, Barry. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. He's talking about the Shire Society, which you can go to shiresociety.com, and you can check out the Shire Society Declaration. It's like a personal declaration of independence. So, yeah, definitely take a look at that when you get a chance. Diazepam, according to Las Vegas Review Journal's piece here, and the alleged or the shooter there in Vegas was being prescribed this drug. In fact, according to the story here, the effects of the drug can also be magnified by alcohol. A 2015 study published in World Psychiatry of 960 Finnish adults and teens convicted of homicide.
My understanding, Finnish people don't drink.
Showed that their odds of killing were 45% higher during the time periods when they were on benzodiazepines a year earlier.
The study said that their likelihood of them killing was 45% higher?
Yes, they were studying people convicted of homicide.
Okay.
A year earlier.
So they are studying a group of people that kill. Gotcha.
Correct. A year earlier, the Australian and New Zealand Journal of Psychiatry published a study titled Benzodiazepine Use and Aggressive Behavior. The authors wrote, quote, "It appears that benzodiazepine use is moderately associated with subsequent aggressive behavior." Dr. Michael First, a clinical psychiatry professor at Columbia University and expert on benzos, said the Finnish study speaks for itself, but he also told the Review Journal that he believes the drugs would be more likely to fuel impulsive aggression and premeditated behavior. He said what this man did in Vegas was very planned.
Oh, it was very planned.
So, more coming up here. You can share your thoughts with us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And we'll get back into the question of, was white privileged somehow in involved in this, and you can share your thoughts with us about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
ProPure Water Filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free and bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-453 like freedom. 855-450-3733. Learning more about the alleged shooter in Vegas, the man who is now dead, as you pointed out earlier, Mark, he's not going to get a trial for this. He ostensibly shot himself as police closed in upon him. Now we're finding out that he was on prescription medication like so many of the, you know, like the school shooters. We've heard so many reports of a lot of these school shooters being on various different mind-bending.
Basically every one of the shooters, the recent shooters we have heard about, when it comes about 3 or 4 days later, be they white, brown, Muslim, all of, like, the Pulse shooter, he was on psychotropic meds.
The nightclub shooter in
Orlando. Pulse nightclub shooter, he's on psychotropic meds. The guy who shot up the theater in Colorado was on psychotropic meds. The crazy guy who shot the congresswoman, he was on psychotropic meds. This seems to be,
A
pattern of, like, psychotropic meds make people want to shoot up public spaces. So,
seems that
when
way.
Are we going to have a national discussion about that? I mean, if you want to take my rights away as an individual, you want to say, okay, America, America, free America, blah, 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 you get to have a gun right. We're going to have a national conversation about whether or not the government can take my right to have firearms, but we're not going to have a national conversation about how the FDA, a government agency, is in the back pocket of the pharmaceutical industry and is straight up approving drugs that are turning American citizens into psychotic killers.
Yeah, I mean, maybe these things help some people. They must. I would hope that they help some people with their problems, but everybody I've ever known that's been on this stuff has hated these antidepressants or whatever. Now, this wasn't an antidepressant, it was something else, but Still.
Have you ever seen the commercials for one? Like, do you have feelings? Do you ever feel unhappy sometimes? Do you ever go
out? Take Soma.
Do you ever go out and just aren't happy? Well, yeah, it's called
life.
Human.
Yeah.
It's being a person and having stress in your life.
Well, okay, so there are mental illnesses.
Mm-hmm.
There are medications that can sometimes help mental illnesses.
Agreed.
The problem is that this human brain thing we have is a very complex
fragile
organ, and the people that are prescribing these medicines aren't generally there. They're also getting feedback from somebody who is, crazy. And that makes it very difficult. The families of these people are generally not medical professionals that can provide, mental health care. So they, are discounted and that sort of thing. It's a complex and difficult thing to get the right medication to the right person.
Oh, yeah. I have a sister who has mental health issues. And they put her on one medicine and she ended up getting off on a charge. She almost killed somebody. And they straight up were like, yeah, it was the meds. They had her on the wrong levels of medications.
Oops.
And it made her psychotic. And
wow.
She stabbed someone 7 times. And the courts were like, you know what, we're going to drop the charges, and now
really?
We're going to give you a crazy check.
Where is she now?
She lives with my mom in Tennessee. She moved into the house that we moved out of with my mom.
Mm-hmm. And is she still medicated?
She's currently in a facility. She checked herself into a facility a few days after we left.
You can share your thoughts with us here, whether it's on prescription meds or whatever you want to share. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Ricky. He's in Pennsylvania. Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live.
That's the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Brother Ian, and I love you. You know that.
Go ahead, Ricky.
Well, a little something different tonight. You know, I was sitting there thinking, and I was thinking about the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and I was also thinking about the people of the Shire.
Okay.
And I was thinking about something that you said a couple nights back, Brother Ian, that moved me. The passion that was behind your voice when you said it. When you cried out for help and says, you know what, we need this. We need one thing, exactly what I'm all about.
Need what?
And that's secession.
Oh, secession, yeah.
And that was real. It may be brief, but real. See, I don't have that spiritual connection with you. I'm on radio. That's why it's hard to talk, you know? Now,
yeah.
You see, here's the commonalities between the people of the Shire and the people of the Commonwealth. We are a lot alike, a lot more alike than people realize. I'll give you a couple examples, if I may.
Sure.
Okay, first off, we both want one thing.
Oh?
And that's freedom and independence.
Okay. I'm not another convinced
thing
that the people of the Commonwealth
right
want freedom of
tell that to Central PA. Amplified.
Well, I don't know what. Hey, Will, I don't want to start talking about you. You already disappointed me tonight.
What?
Waffling on your position.
When did he waffle on
you
his position?
Waffler.
I'm not going to get into that. That was
well, no, you can't just trot out an accusation like that and expect that it's not going to get questioned. You claim Will waffled tonight. I'd like to know on what.
Valium and the effects of Valium on an individual, and when it came to that man, and he had a personal experience and knowledge of it thereof, which then came out. I'm not going to get into it.
How did his experience with Valium?
Because I made fun of the fact that Valium is like depressed mother medicine. It's like what you give like suburban housewives because they're not happy.
Yeah, but you also knew very well what's going on with this. And what's going on with this lone gunman. But that ain't, and that's another point. That's not important. But what is important is the commonality between the two of us. We both love Moxie. You know, a lot of people don't drink
I've
Moxie.
I've tried Moxie. It's okay. I mean,
it is foul.
It is terrible.
Shire drink it. People of the Commonwealth drink it. Now,
Moxie Cola is better.
So Moxie's kind of like Dr. Pepper, right?
I mean, it's kind of like licorice with soda water.
RC Cola is superior
than Moxie, superior than other colas.
Well, we're not
than other colas as well. But yeah, it's definitely better than Moxie.
I had never seen Moxie before I moved up here. I thought.
Then again, I'm a redneck, not a Yankee, so I mean, it may just be a taste thing.
I thought it was a New England thing because Moxie was originally
Yankees, New England. It's the same thing.
Yeah, well, I thought. Yeah. So is it big out where you are, Ricky? Moxie?
It's interesting because yes and no. I mean, over time, it's kind of drifting away. It used to be very big here in the Commonwealth, very popular. You could just walk up to a corner store and grab it, but it kind of disappearing. And I'm sure New Hampshire is the same way.
All right, so you're claiming that people in Pennsylvania like Moxie and people in New Hampshire like Moxie, and you're claiming that the people in Pennsylvania like independence and people in New Hampshire like independence. But
we have one other thing in common, the same problem. See,
what's that?
And we have
the federal government.
Have another thing, too. We're the top two territories in this whole country with an opiate abuse problem. We have that in common, too. But we have one other important thing, and this goes in line with that. And this is the biggest problem between people like you, Ian, and people like me that do their damnedest to try to bring upon that freedom and independence. This is with the people of the Shire and the people of the Commonwealth. They have one thing in common, and that's fear. They have a lot of fear. I can tell you right now, people here in the Commonwealth are scared of death.
Of what?
You know, of what? The same thing that both of us fear. It's called the state.
No, I don't live in fear. Thanks for the call tonight, Ricky. Nice. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, and I think that the people who are coming to New Hampshire, the migrants who are coming here as part of the New Hampshire Freedom Migration, I think that those people aren't afraid, most of them. I think that, you know, by virtue of the fact that they're willing to stick their head up above the water and be seen as, you know, an incoming crew of liberty-loving people into this one place, that we're seeing libertarians come from around the country, around the world, to congregate in this one geographic area, that is not fear. I mean, that is something that people who have courage to pick up your life and move without, you know, really having known what you're going in, getting into. I mean, Will, you were excited about moving to New Hampshire, but you still didn't know all the details about what it was going to be like when you got here.
Yeah, I've had some culture shock, yeah, to say the least.
There's some courage involved in that.
Highest state for opium abuse deaths is Ohio.
What's number two?
I got to put my list together.
More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Join us.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will. So pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, facing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you dial toll free, bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well, so Skype on in here. Skype username is lrn.fm. You can bring up anything, even make up statistics. As we've been, you guys have been digging around through the internet to check Ricky's claim that New Hampshire and Pennsylvania were the number one and number two states, respectively, for opiate abuse. And turns out, New Hampshire's, it depends on what list you look at, but Pennsylvania not near the top two.
New Hampshire is near the top.
Yeah.
West Virginia beats out New Hampshire 2015. I mean, best we can tell that I think we can agree in the top three, Will, from everything we've looked at.
Well, I've got the Centers for Disease Control here, and it says, according to the 2015 numbers, 41.5 West Virginians per 100,000 died of drug overdoses. Now, that doesn't mean they were opiate overdoses, but most drug overdoses are caused by opiates. That's followed by New Hampshire, Kentucky, Ohio, and then Rhode Island. It says that there were a significant increase in drug overdose death rates from 2014 to 2015.
You're ranking based on the drug overdoses. Yeah. I'm ranking based on opioid overdose death rate age adjusted.
Well, this is drug and opioid overdose deaths.
So yours would include crack.
Yeah.
Yours wouldn't, Mark.
That's and it's age-adjusted. I think both of them are age-adjusted, best I can tell. So anyway, essentially, Pennsylvania is nowhere near the top of this list.
All right.
West Virginia is, and it borders Pennsylvania, so maybe the area where Ricky is. I don't know precisely where Ricky lives in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, but it is, you know, maybe his area is bad. But
where's Vermont on the list?
It's not.
Not on the list. That's
not
interesting.
Really.
It's right next door here. Yeah.
This says specifically of synthetic opioids that between 2014 and 2015, the death rate for synthetic opioids other than methadone increased by 72.2%, and that heroin death rates, so a different opioid, went up 20% nationally.
To Vermont,
number 17,
where Robert is on the line. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
The question is, do we know for a fact that this is the guy that actually did the shooting?
Well, you don't know for a fact, and that's why I said allegedly at the very beginning of the show, Mark took offense to that. I mean, it sure looks like it was him, right? Like, he's the alleged body they found in the hotel room from which shots were being fired, but without any actual, like, evidence that he was the one pulling the trigger, then no, we don't really know.
Odd how they always shoot themselves or are shot by the police, but there's never a body for the public to see.
So there's a body.
There's a picture.
There's a picture of a body.
But not a public photo, like the media or the police.
It was released. I don't know if it was leaked or...
It's gruesome.
Yeah, you can see the dude laying on a carpet and with blood all over his head or whatever.
You know, I mean...
I didn't look closely at it.
There's never going to be a sufficient amount of evidence for, a certain segment of the population.
Well, sure. I mean, some people believe it's a false flag and that it didn't happen, or that it was, that there were crisis actors and that nobody really got shot. I mean, there's all kinds of ridiculous conspiracy theories out there that, in my opinion, don't really deserve to be entertained at all. But, Robert, your thoughts, please.
Well, it just doesn't. I mean, the investigation obviously isn't finished yet. But,
sure.
But the thing about it is that, from what I've learned, the guy wasn't part of any hate group. He wasn't a part of any political party. He was, very wealthy. He, was a retired.
He should be. He worked for the government.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that he lived.
It was like a decade.
Well, he lived, from what it appears, a rather fruitful life, and then all of a sudden he just. Just turns and starts killing people for no reason.
Maybe money doesn't solve every problem.
Information missing.
Well, of course there's information missing. I mean, what we just learned tonight was that this guy apparently was on diazepam, which could cause even more aggression in already aggressive, angry people. He did also, according to ABC Action News in Tampa Bay, WFTS, he spent a decade working for the government, Mark. I wouldn't call that a stint.
It's not like he's getting a pension from it, though. I mean,
no.
You're suggesting that he's wealthy because of work for the government.
I'm not sure.
They pay pretty well. Don't they?
I know for myself, I'm not sure if this is politically, motivated. I think it's a group out there doing this. That's just my opinion. And they're trying to spook the public.
Where's the manifesto?
Well, usually these nut
jobs do this stuff. They always put like an online manifesto or they find some book or something
they leave in the apartment or whatever.
Where's it at?
Well, we don't know. I mean, it's still early,
assuming,
right?
I'm only guessing. But, I mean, there's no logical expert. I mean, if you go back and look at all of these shootings.
No, logic doesn't factor
into
this.
In the last 5 years, you can't really, come up with any logical reason as to why.
Yeah, you don't logically go and do these sorts of things. This is a completely insane thing to do, which is why, the pills probably played a role in this. Robert, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The story here from ABC Action News says Stephen Paddock, who's the ostensible shooter, his work history has included stints with the U.S. Post Office, the Internal Revenue Service, and the Department of Defense. According to the Office of Personnel Management, the OPM, which tracks government employee work history, the former accountant spent a total of about a decade on the government's payroll.
So a guy who works at the DOD somehow magically ended up with a SAW rifle. That's not convenient at all.
In July of 1976, he landed a letter carrier position where he spent 2 years before moving on to the IRS as an internal revenue agent.
Well, okay.
It remains unclear which division of the IRS he worked. A spokesperson with OPM says he spent 6 years with the IRS before he ended up in the auditing department of the Defense Contract Audit Agency.
It sounds like, if I just make some wild guess here, and maybe this portrays some kind of a bias of mine or whatever, but, he's probably killed people because he's a miserable government bureaucrat.
Could be, although...
He went postal.
Well, he was in the Postal Service 40 years ago.
But he was a government bureaucrat a great deal, right?
For 10 years. For 10 years of his life. So it sounds like he got out of government work maybe in the mid-1980s.
Ah, well, then he's fine.
Would be my
guess. He's recovered then.
So I don't know what he did just before this, but it says he was an accountant, so presumably he continued doing accounting work, just maybe in private industry.
And probably making more money than he did working for the government.
Could very well be. So anyway, just because he's wealthy doesn't mean that he's not subject to insanity.
Right. I think that I also think that people who don't have a whole bunch of money to spare, and most Americans don't, believe that somehow having money to spare makes you happy. And
oh, no.
It doesn't.
No.
Happiness comes from the inside.
Right. And some people learn this the hard way when they end up with a bunch of money and a whole bunch more problems because of it. Let's go to James. He's in New Jersey, listening on YouTube at cam.freetalklive.com. Hello, James.
Hello. My name is James. I'm from New Jersey.
Hi, James.
And I wanted to talk about autism.
Sure.
I have autism, and I just wanted to hear your opinion on that.
Well, autism's like a whole spectrum, right? Like, there's a big, wide range of how that can affect people, as I understand it. I mean, there's a little boy in this neighborhood who got lost earlier this year, and he's autistic to the point where he can't even speak. So, like, you know, he wouldn't be able to tell somebody who he went up to if he was lost. Yeah, they sure were. They were looking all over the place for him. But, you know, if he were to end up somewhere...
Did you employ the Studio Beast?
No. He you know, would not be able to explain to a person what the problem was. You know, he would just presumably stand there and look at them. I don't know. But you have autism, and you're able to converse with us. So, you know, there's a spectrum here, right?
Yes. Also, I get bullied a lot because of my autism, and I just hate how kids do that these days. It's just not unfair.
Are you in school?
Kids are evil and cruel.
And it's not these days.
Yeah, it's always been like that.
Yeah.
Read a river runs through it, and you will find the fact is that people have been... Read Tom Sawyer. Read...
Kids have been mean for a long time.
Kids are mean. It's a crucible for sort of social interaction. And, I guess that what I'd have to say regarding that is sticks and stones, is a nice little saying when it comes to those things. And I don't think there's anybody, any adult you're going to talk to who's going to identify as anything having been anything but a weird kid. Everybody believes they're a weird kid.
James, I want to hear more about what it's like for you. If you want to hang on and tell us, you can. So stand by here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. We got hour number 3 on the way. Plenty of time for you if you want to join us, whether you want to talk about the shooter or whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.